This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Countries around the world are taking dramatic steps to stop the coronavirus. In Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his government is introducing a self-isolation requirement for all travelers arriving in the country.
We will impose a universal precautionary self-isolation requirement on all international arrivals to Australia, and that is effective from midnight tonight. Further, the Australian government will also ban cruise ships from foreign ports from arriving at Australian ports for initial 30 days, and that will go forward on a rolling basis.
Meanwhile, in Britain, Health Secretary Matt Hancock says his country is most concerned about the elderly.
We also need to take steps to protect the vulnerable. And we set out in the plan how we would be prepared to do that and to advise the elderly and the vulnerable who are most at risk from this virus to protect themselves.
But there were some encouraging news today. In an interview with ABC's This Week, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Anthony Fauci says we can already see the tide turning in China and South Korea.
With China, they went to their peak and they are coming down right now. There were, just a day or so ago, 11 new cases in China, which is minuscule compared to where it was. Korea is starting to flatten and maybe come down a little.
Meanwhile, residents in Madrid and Barcelona came out onto their balconies and applauded to express their appreciation to Spain's medical professionals fighting the virus. For more on the coronavirus, everything you need to know, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app for news on the go. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. French voters are going